And those two words are, I thirst. I want to lead you in a meditation on those two words, I thirst. This meditation was inspired by a priest who helped establish Mother Teresa's Missionaries of Charity Order in Mexico. So, instead of sitting there just listening to me, I want you to enter into the meditation and listen to the Lord. So I ask you to please close your eyes for a few minutes and let Jesus speak to you. In your mind's eye, see the cross. Christ is still hanging there, and this is what he says to you. I thirst for you. Yes, that is the only way to even begin to describe my love for you. I thirst for you to the point of dying on the cross for you. I thirst to love you and be loved by you. This is how precious you are to me. I thirst for you. Come to me, and I will fill your heart, and I will heal your wounds. I will make you a new creation, and I will give you peace. Even in all of your trials, I thirst for you. You must never doubt my mercy, my acceptance of you, my desire to forgive, my longing to bless you and to live in you, my desire to be with you. I thirst for you. If you feel unimportant in the eyes of the world, that doesn't matter at all. For me, there is no one more important in the entire world than you. I thirst for you. Open your heart to me. Thirst for me. Give me your life, and I will prove to you how important you are to my heart. Trust in me. Ask me every day to enter and take charge of your life, and I will. I promise you before my Father in heaven that I will work miracles in your life. Why would I do that? Because I thirst for you. All I ask of you is that you entrust yourself to me completely, and I will do all the rest. Remember that you are a pilgrim in this life on a journey home. Sin can never satisfy you or bring the peace you seek. All that you have sought outside of me has only left you more empty. So do not cling to the things of this life. Above all, do not run from me when you fall. But come to me without delay. When you give me your sins, you give me the joy of being your Savior. There is nothing I cannot forgive and heal. So come now and unburden your soul. No matter how far you may wander, no matter how often you forget me, no matter how many crosses you have to bear in this life, there is one thing I want you to always remember, one thing that will never change. I thirst for you just as you are. You don't need to change and to believe in my love. For it will be your belief in my love that will change you. I have never stopped seeking to love you and be loved by you. You have tried many other things in your search for happiness. Why not now try opening your heart to me right now more than you ever have before? Okay, you can open your eyes now. Please open your hearts to your Savior who loves you.